But, all right, so second you made me read this in a row.
Second one.
This one is an old-fashioned Marvel versus DC. You made me read this.
Except this is, I think this is more of a random you made me read this, because I don't think there's any similarity between our two books.
Oh, actually, the New Warriors were a very popular 90s, well, very popular. They were a decently popular 90s Marvel team, and this is the story of how they came back. And I read Devin Grayson and Rick Mays' Arsenal miniseries, which is about a 90s hero trying to come back.
Yeah, in the 90s. Now he's back. Are we all so happy about that?
But since you went first last time, I'll go first this time.
All right, then.
After I get whatever it is that's stuck in my eye, out of my eye.
Okay, so I'll just fill in.
Got it.
The Arsenal series was called Arsenal.
A clever title.
Mm.
And the top
but
of the first
it did
issue.
Not lie.
Yeah.
And it was basically Arsenal. Leon Harper was the great, 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 hella great descendant of Vandal Savage.
Yeah.
Think through Cheshire?
It must have been, because Vandal had no interest in Arsenal. So.
And Vandal Savage needed to replace his organs to stay immortal, and so he decided to kidnap Leon Harper, and Arsenal was like, I'm not going to let you do that. And actually, here we go. The perfect way for Leon to come back. Just be like...
Vandal Savage cloned her?
No.
Oh.
Vandal Savage doesn't die.
Yeah.
Where she's just like, click, 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 come back together.
As a zombie?
No.
That's disgusting.
He's not a zombie. He doesn't die. He just heals himself, no matter what. So, like, in 2 years, she's just going to be wandering around.
So, basically, you want Under the Hood again, where she crawls out of her grave and comes back and he's like, Dad, you left me, and I'm going to be a better Arsenal than you ever were.
No. What I want is, Okay, she's in a coma because there's no oxygen in a coffin. And a earthquake rips through the graveyard.
Okay.
And the, you know, crack in the ground, it opens up, the coffin opens up, she's like, suddenly there's oxygen, so she's like, so she just wakes up. Wanders out of the cracked coffin, dazed, as you are.
Yeah.
And, like, is found by someone, and blah, 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 eventually makes her way back to Arsenal.
You put some thought into this, huh?
Just now. But I have put thought into several different ways that Leon Harper could come back, because, I mean, man, that sucks.
Yeah. I hadn't realized, like, Vandal Savage using other organs to fix his body.
Mm-hmm.
I either didn't know about that before reading this or had just kind of glossed over it. Like, I just assumed he was an old guy, which I thought was kind of cool. This is much more gross, you know?
I think... Well, he's one of those people whose powers shift around, depending.
Yeah. Sometimes he's a super criminal genius.
Yeah. Sometimes he's immortal, like, no matter what. And sometimes he needs other organs.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
But most of this book is just kind of like Arsenal hanging around and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he interrogates babysitters with a pistol held to their head. And then Black Canary does the same thing later in the book. But it's kind of a debt clearing exercise. Like, this is what Arsenal used to be. This is what he's going to be from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Setting him up for more stories, which I don't remember if they ever happened or not. I didn't read much.
They did not.
Wow.
But they might have. I don't know when Devin Grayson's run on the Titans was.
I feel like it was around the same time as this, because it feels very much like I want to do some things with this character, but it's not the character I wanted to be yet.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and there's even a Red Arrow joke in this book, which kind of made me laugh a little bit. Just because that's first the stupidest name for a character.
Could I just see that for a second?
Yeah, it's the same costume.
Yeah.
And this is,
I think,
10 years before he became
Dinah might have the Rachel. hair.
Really?
Depending on... No, it's a little more bobbed than that. But she does have the two puffs of hair that kind of end around her cheekbones.
Huh.
Anyway, I was just struck by the 90s fashions. And since Dinah's from Seattle, she like goes around with the beat up jacket.
The ripped
and
jeans.
And like the long shirt and the ripped, yeah, the ripped jeans.
And really wide collar shirt too. Like those collars are Alan Davis out of control. But it's Rick Mays was the artist, and he's a guy I've liked for a while.
I tried the really loose clothes. I think they're supposed to make you look even more feminine, but they just made me look like I was trying to shoplift things.
It's very
cartoony.
Yeah. He's worked with Adam Warren and David Mack, and like I really like his style. It's very soft, I guess is the word, but the action scenes are pretty good. And like this panel of Black Canary kicking a lady straight up into the air. It's really bad
the
physics,
ninja
but it's
nurse.
Really good kung fu.
Yes. While choking the other one.
Yeah. And then they keep calling... So at one point, these black leather nurses kick in Arsenal's door and come to try to kidnap his daughter. So he's like, well, I'm out of here, and jumps out of the window with his daughter and leaves Black Canary to fight him.
Yes.
And of course, they're vandals... What, like...
Ninja nurses?
Yeah, there we go.
There's another part, and it's a lot of humor, too. There's another part where, they kind of make fun of Arsenal's parenting style, because I think in the first sequence...
She's playing with guns.
Yes, unloaded guns.
Yeah, and gigantic
like bullets.
Guns.
Yes.
And Black Canary gets really pissed about it.
And he's like, they're not loaded.
It's like, what's the big deal, you know?
And then later, Black Canary babysits her for a little while. And they go out and they come back to find Vandal Savage holding her.
Yeah.
And, like, he's big enough and she's small enough that she's basically sitting on his hand. And Black Canary's like, okay, show... And she doesn't quite...
It's like a finger trick or something.
Yes. Oh, first Arsenal, like, picks up...
a hairbrush, then a stuffed elephant, and then a picture of Cheshire.
Yes. And she's like, no, don't throw mommy.
Yeah.
He's like, you kind of ruined the element of surprise here.
Yeah.
But Dinah's like, could you show the man the finger trick that you taught us?
Yeah.
And, like, does a thumbs up, but, like, with a bent thumb. And she's like, right now. And Leon turns and hugs Vandal Savage's thumb and then, like, hugs it harder and bends it, like, cracks
basically
the knuckle.
Basically breaks his thumb.
Yes.
Which back. Is pretty impressive for a 3-year-old girl.
And he's just like, ah, and drops her. And Arsenal's like, oh, Daddy's proud right now, Angel.
Yeah.
Daddy's very proud.
It's another book that's kind of about the fun of superheroing.
Yeah.
Except the the flashbacks were killing me.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually I think my biggest problem with it is the way that it tries to reconcile a little bit too much all at once.
Uh-huh.
Because there are several scenes when they look off into the distance and they're like talking, I guess Green Arrow had just recently died.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking kind of like about how he's gone and they're not ready to handle that yet. And about how Arsenal used to do heroin. And about how he used to shoot people in the face. And it's just kind of like... pick one and just sort of stick with it for a while, you know?
It's kind of like this was... I feel like this was supposed to be designed to draw people into the character.
Yeah. So also an origin story in the background.
Yeah.
But it's Arsenal's kind of like Hank Pym. Because the only Hank Pym story that people know is that he hit his wife once when he was completely insane and calling himself something else. But because that's the only story people know, it's a story they keep telling.
Yeah.
So it stays the only story people know. And I feel like the heroine is like that for Arsenal, because...
Well, not anymore.
Is he not shooting up anymore?
I think now it's just going to be the tormented by his daughter's death one.
Oh, yeah.
So much better.
But there's also freebasing off the iPad. I feel like that'll stick around for a while.
Wait, what?
there is a page in Rise of Arsenal where he's like smoking heroin off this squarish rectangular thing, and it totally looks like an iPad, and it doesn't make any sense at all. So we just kind of assumed it was an iPad because maybe there's an app to help you freebase your heroin. It was the only spot of joy in the entire miniseries.
Somewhere between the explaining why he's now impotent to Cheshire.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
And beating hobos with a dead cat.
He thought the cat was his daughter. He was hugging the cat. That's totally different. The rotting dead cat.
No, but then didn't he, like, smack the cat at some...
No. He was just hunched over like this. And then Batman shows up and he's like, not my daughter, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to fight you and lose because I'm a loser. But
I think someone misunderstood the definition of rise.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay.
But really, it's because...
Shaking that off. Shaking it off.
You know, my ward is a junkie. That's going to be the only Arsenal story. And even Rise of Arsenal kind of... I mean, there were like two issues where he was just walking around smoking stuff. You
know? Smoking whatever off of apparently whatever.
And, you know, you always...
Okay. But see, at least this one referenced it a lot, where he's like, he went to a naming ceremony at one point, and he's
he
just
who
like,
smokes drugs was the name they were going to give him.
He's just like, anything but he who used to smoke drugs.
Yeah.
And then they had a long conversation, and he's like all proud and happy, and like, we will now call you he who used to smoke drugs. And then to really scowl.
Yeah. It's, I just wish that this had taken off, so there would have been, like, more cool, like, he does a lot of cool stuff in this, but it's not really stuff you talk about for days after.
Yeah.
Like, he hits a guy with a clipboard who was yelling at a kid, and, you know, it's pretty funny. Yeah. But it's not like, you know, it's nowhere near the level of Speedy as a junkie.
Yeah.
And if they keep coming back to it, it keeps the character from moving forward at all. Because, like, if you have friends who are addicts at some point, every time you see them, you don't go, you know, back when you were a junkie, like they do in comics, because that's all anyone ever does. You know, like, maybe Arsenal's taking painkillers, and Superman walks by like, hey, be careful with those there, champ, remember last time?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, that was 10 years ago, Superman, thanks for being, you know, a douchebag.
As long as you don't see me snorting them off an iPad.
Yeah. But overall, it's a pretty good series. And, like, it's a good starter for Arsenal. The art was kind of fun.
Did you see the interview at
that
the end?
That was interesting. So, at the end of issues 2 through 4 is an interview with... It's between Devin Grayson and Roy Harper.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like... I've never liked...
It was so completely dorky.
You know, it is super
like the
dorky.
Concept and the interview. I love it.
I've always hated, like, you know, superhero comics are just fanfic, or this was fanfic quality.
Mm-hmm.
But this was basically fanfiction at the end of the issues. In script format, no less, you know?
That's why I like it. Oh, but you didn't even see the last one.
No.
Because they didn't publish the ending part of the last, or the last part of the interview along with the last comic.
Yeah.
Where the final one was, I have one last question for you. Sure. Could you take your hand off my thigh?
I can't imagine why they didn't publish that. Like, it's really funny, and it's, like, it definitely has a point. It's kind of, you know, like, Cliff Notes for Arsenal.
Yeah.
Because it's, here's where you're from, here's what you've done, here's why you did what you did. It's an interesting thought exercise. I'm just not sure if it was, like, worth publishing.
See, I just like that they did publish it. Yeah. I like the ridiculous, goofy, and it goes into meta where, oh, I forget which tribe raised him.
Oh, Grayson asked something like, you know, in your early adventures, when it's been retold, you know, they mentioned that you were raised by the Sioux, and he's like, yeah, that would actually make more sense.
Because they actually used bows and arrows. But, yeah, not this time.
Yeah.
And about Lian's hair. They're like, see, but when you first saw her, her hair was red, but now her hair is black. It's like, yeah. When she was a baby, she had red hair, but now her hair is darker like her mother's.
Yeah.
What?
It's, if this was published in, like, the entire series, including fan fiction script at the end. It would definitely be like Arsenal Rebirth, because it's just kind of like, here's where he was, he doesn't want to be here anymore. Here's where he gives up something that he used to use, the guns, which I'm still not sure the rationale for that, because Grayson never really explained that at all.
Yeah.
It's just like, Roy, don't use guns. And he's like, yeah, I shouldn't use guns. Whatever.
They're just toys for my daughter.
Yeah. And it sets up a new status quo, and it's basically a launching pad for a new series.
Yeah. That never came.
Yeah. I vastly prefer this to Rise of Arsenal.
Oh, well.
I mean, even just like
everyone vastly prefers everything to the Rise of Arsenal.
Like, I wouldn't mind. I don't mind Arsenal suddenly being, you know, the Punisher for the DC Universe or being sad or whatever. But just like from the basic idea of here's a hero going bad, or here's a hero's new status quo, which is that he's going to shoot people in the face again, versus, you know, here's a hero, he's a family man, here's everything you need to know about him.
Yeah.
It's just more aesthetically pleasing as a story.
Yeah,
in the interview part, they just kind of laugh off that Cheshire's a mass murderer. Like, Grayson says, Roy, she nuked a small country, and he's just kind of like, yeah, huh, well, you know, I took her down because she was really wicked. And it's like, okay. Like, I get it, you know. And Moose Bauman colored it, which is interesting. He did Green Lantern Rebirth and a whole bunch of Green Lantern. He's a pretty good colorist. It's a good looking book.
All right. And if you find it, which it would be a challenge.
Good luck.
Enjoy. Okay, The New Warriors, Reality Check. Zeb Wells.
Scotty Young. I like those
Scooping
guys.
Scooping me.
Zeb Wells writes one of the best Spider-Man stories.
Also, that's a fantastic name.
Yeah. Have you seen the YouTube video?
And Scotty as Scottie.
Which is just egregious, but I'm okay with it. Have you seen the YouTube videos that are... It's like Superhero Father's Day?
No.
I'll have to send them to you, because before he worked at Marvel, he did a series of really funny YouTube videos featuring Marvel characters, just for fun, because he lives in L.A. or whatever. And he's trying to become a director. Huh. But it's good stuff.
Cool. Well, this is the New Warriors, which is kind of this second-tier Marvel team. And who've been through some crap. Now, was this before or after they tried to do that whole every one of them died and the last one is all tortured? Because
this was directly before. It's set up. Well, no, it didn't set up, but the status quo here is what they used for that, which was just like a kick directly to the junk.
And yeah, because I mean, considering all of this stuff, that's just really depressing.
Yeah,
it makes me sad.
It was like,
but now they've basically gone back to the regular team.
They brought so many of them back to life. It's kind of funny,
including Microbe.
Microbe hasn't reappeared yet, which is kind of sad. But Namorita's back. She's back to being like the green costume and just generic blonde girl because of a time travel story where basically Nova went back. He was like, you know, I shouldn't alter the past, but I really kind of love Namorita a lot, so I'm just going to take her to the future with me. And it's like a week after she joined the New Warriors the first time, so they're not actually dating yet. Yeah, it'll be interesting
and
when that falls out.
See, Night Thrasher?
Replaced by his younger brother, who used to be a villain, who acts just like his older brother now. Same code name and everything.
Yeah, this kind of sours my look at the book, knowing that they're all just going to die and it's going to be miserable
Debris
and sad.
Alive. Debris ended up being like, you know, this superhero stuff sucks. I'm tired of people attacking me all the time, so I'm just going to go back home. See you guys later.
Okay, well, that's a plus. All right, so, I'm going to just edit that everything that you just said out of my mental continuity.
I do that like once a week whenever I think of the New Warriors.
And take the book as it is, which is Dwayne, Night Thrasher, Dark Avenger of the Night.
At least he doesn't have a skateboard in this
one. He lost most of his money, and so now the new Avengers are basically sponsored by a reality TV, or are the subjects of a reality TV series, and they're the ones doing the bankroll for the entire New Warriors. And I didn't much like that concept. Like, I could have skipped past all of the they're the TV series. I would have been just fine with, okay, sure, they have money. Let's just say they do. And bought them as a traveling team. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun. Like, there are a lot of the first part where they introduce Microbe, and he's like, don't hit me, don't hit me. And the villain is like, well, what can you do? I can talk to germs. You don't wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. And they love that, by the way. And you don't brush your teeth for 4 days. And that's great, too.
Yeah.
And then later when they get in the van after they've vanquished the villains, someone's like, okay, Microbe, you really need to shower. And he's like, but then I'll lose all my friends.
There are a lot of dumb jokes that I really appreciate, which is a running theme for the past couple of you made me read this, as I guess.
Yeah. Which part did you like best? Like, which in of their one, little segments?
Definitely the robot fight. When they fought Robot Einstein and Virginia Woolf and Nostradamus, and I think Sigmund Freud. It's, for some reason, like, first, Einstein's always funny. Like, just as a visual. And Scotty Young drawing him is always great, too. But there's the bit where Einstein is like, I will fight Speedball. He's the only one that can, you know, possibly defeat my intellect. And the entire team is like, what? Speedball's an idiot? It's just a really well-staged, well-thought-out fight.
Yeah, and poignant at times as well.
Yeah.
Namorita and Virginia Woolf.
They have a brief discussion on being a woman in a man's world. Where Virginia Woolf is, I must apologize for this. To be truthful, there's a part of me that is quite proud of you. A woman in a man's world, making your mark. You're my philosophy in action. And then she gets thrown through a wall and into like a lava factory. You know? It's really goofy. And like the tone is just on point.
I liked the ape fight.
Oh, yeah.
Where they basically get called in because a small town is having problems with the animals at their zoo. And they meet an animal rights expert or whatever.
Basically the person who sits on a movie set and is like, don't hurt that horse.
You know? Yes. Who's like nagging them throughout their entire fight with what turns out to be super intelligent apes. And finally, just as the fight's really going badly for the New Warriors, she's just like, you have to stop this. You can't hurt these animals. You have a greater responsibility than they do. I mean, they're just dumb animals. They cannot control their actions. There's nothing that they can say or do. They don't understand what's happening. And all the apes just like stop fighting and are like, I've never been so offended in my life. Are you kidding me?
Condescend more, why don't you?
And then she's just like, oh my god, you can talk! I love you!
And the apes they were fighting are an Iron Man villain. Back in all he fought were communists, because there was a Russian scientist who figured out how to talk to apes.
See, in this story they said that I think it's the Soviets.
Yeah.
Wanted to make a Fantastic Four team.
Yeah, that's pretty much
so what they experiment, but they experimented on apes first, and yeah. Well, anyway, and that's how they got the super apes.
Who are really just like human smart when it gets right down to it. They're super smart for apes, but it's kind of regular smart for humans.
Yeah. But then they decide to reinstate the zoo with all super intelligent animals.
Yeah.
And some animals are just like, they're basically studying the humans while other animals use the enclosure as a way to keep the humans off their lawn, kind of. And the last part is the, what's her name? Ms. Hopeson.
Mm-hmm.
Falling around all of the apes and just being like, this is great. Is there anything I can do for you? Tell me what you're thinking. And how the apes are kind of shifting her around between them because they're so annoyed with her. I'm just like, oh my God, it's the baboon's turn to take her. Where is he? And you see them like hiding behind watching them. And her last big comment is, here, I'm going to give you a respect whistle. If you ever feel like you're not being respected, blow it and I'll run and help you. Try it now. Pretend like I'm trying to put makeup in your eyes.
She is definitely from San Francisco. Like, that was my only thought was, oh my goodness, I live near people like this.
And one of the more tender parts of San Francisco at that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's a book that's not afraid to have fun.
Yeah, and it has a lot of fun.
I guess it's kind of because, like, there's nothing... It was, by this point, the New Warriors, they weren't, like, completely in limbo, but they weren't exactly burning up the charts.
Yeah.
So they kind of had nothing to lose, like, sales-wise. So, you know, like, why not do a ridiculous miniseries? I love how she was drawn, too, and she gets really indignant about how she's gone to several New for Nature sit-ins because someone calls her uptight. And just the look on her face is just like, oh, jeez.
Okay, I thought you said New Furniture sit-ins, so I'm just going to enunciate that for everyone listening. It's Nude for Nature sit-ins.
Yeah.
Oh, and she has the wispy bun and the turtleneck and the jacket. Love it.
Yeah. Name Marita was a lot of fun in this, too.
Yeah.
I like that she turned blue at some point in the 90s. I forget why. It was just one of those things where it's like, oh, new storyline, gotta change everything, and she's blue. Like, whatever. But the tattoos were new, and it actually makes her look really cool. Just as far as, like, a superhero design goes. I'm sure it's a pain in the neck to draw, but it's just a series of geometric shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, really good-looking book.
Yeah, if I would say... If there were one thing I would criticize for this book, it is, like, if the one thing that I don't like is the kind of the, even happy books tend to have, like, MASH syndrome, where they have a lot of jokes, a lot of goofiness, and then suddenly one extremely sad story, like microbe story
yeah.
Or the very end of the book, or, yeah. As a way to kind of balance it out. I don't need balance.
Yeah.
I think, or rather, I do need balance, and I think a whole bunch of entirely happy, just adventurous books would be balance right now in the macro sense.
Yeah. Oh, Speedball getting beat up by old people is pretty good. The old lady is like, do it, honey. Take them apart. I feel like I'm glad they got the microbe stuff out of the way pretty early. Like, it wasn't the point of, you know, being sad.
And it was sort of a... It explained why he was on the team and why... And the connection between him and Night Thrasher.
Yeah.
And at the end, like, Microbe, who's been kind of the useless guy, does something to help the entire team out. And they're like, we did great. And Night Thrasher, like, pats him on the head.
Yeah.
And... Microbe just seems really, really happy. And it's kind of like, okay, things were bad back in the past, but now they're good. And that's a little better.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bit when a guy walks up and goes, this is after the big fight, and Microbe is in an ambulance or whatever. And this guy walks up and goes, well, kids, I've got some bad news. And Nova goes, Microbe's dead? And, you know, Namorita's freaking out. And he's like, all right, Microbe, I always forget about that guy. No, he's really, really sick, but he should be all right. And then they go, we've been put on hiatus, was the bad news. It's one of the, like, you almost expect him to die at the end, just because comic books, gotta twist a knife. But for it to be a, oh, yeah, that guy who just saved the day, yeah, who cares? Like, that's pretty funny. It's, like, I kind of wish the New Warriors had stuck around, like, this version of them.
Yeah.
Just because it's really, I don't know, it's interesting. Like, it's really goofy and stupid, but it just kind of, you know, works really well as a comic.
It's like me. I wish the Max Lord, Ted Kord, Super Buddies had stuck around. It just isn't to be.
And this is another one where there are a lot of dumb jokes. Like, there's a girl named Debris, and her power is low-level telekinesis. So a lot of really small things she can control.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, like, one big thing. And she goes, "What's the matter, ugly? Afraid of a little debris?" And it's the logo and the word balloon. And I feel like she makes that joke, you know, like, a couple of times over the course of the book.
So you just really like characters using their own names as part of the joke. Yes. It's Eye Vampire and...
Yeah. Like, I would definitely read this new board
of
Superman.
So now, in order to get you to read any comic I might come up with, I just have to find the punniest name ever.
Yeah. Justin Credible would work. So he was already a wrestler, so that might be copyright infringement. But yeah, puns, I am pro-pun. But yeah, so...
I'll figure you out someday, brothers.
Let me know when you do. I could use that help. Any closing comments?
That's all we got.
Yeah. I like how the past couple you made me read this were pretty... they were actually good books this time.
Yes. We're going to have to go back to the more traditional books we can savage sometime soon, but...
A bunch of Elseworlds and what-ifs.
Not yet.
What if would be hard. Pretty much the whole point of what if is like, what if this thing happened and then everyone died at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. But thanks for listening.